Back when I was a pastor, I had to interview new members to come into the church. And I would have them write out their testimony. Your life before Christ, your life when you came to know Christ, your life since coming to know Christ. And I would listen to those testimonies. And I would have to make some very hard decisions. Do I let this person into the church or not? And I'm going to give them a margin of error, and I'm going to lean on the side of grace. But if you come out with some harebrained testimony, that's not judgmental. I'm doing my duty. I'm being a shepherd among the flock. And I need to now sit down with you and explain the gospel of Christ. And I'll give you another example. I was once asked to perform a wedding between the richest man in southern Alabama and the woman who had been married to one of the richest men in South Alabama. And this was going to be more of a merger than a marriage. And I remember she had been on the pulpit committee that brought me there. And the airport's named after her husband. And this man who came to me is who she now wanted to marry. Her husband had passed away. The college was named for him in town. Okay? So this was, you know, kind of a high-profile marriage to be. So I had to ask him, give me your testimony. When did you come to know Christ? In the back of my mind, I can only marry two Christians. So he gave me probably the worst testimony I've ever heard in my life. And telling me you have to be baptized in order to be saved, have your sins forgiven, to be... And he began to tell me how much money he gave to the church, began to tell me about all of his good works, etc. And I just said, sir, let me just tell you lovingly, you're not a Christian. Well, no one's ever manned up to him and told him that because they all wanted his money. I said, sir, you're not a Christian, and I can only marry two Christians. He blew up. Who are you to tell me I'm not a Christian? I am a messenger of the Bible, and according to Scripture, you have not come all the way to saving faith in Jesus Christ. You've put one little toe in the baptistry, but that's not going to get you to heaven, and neither will your money get you to heaven. So, to function as a Christian, you have to exercise some discernment. And yes, being a pastor and a preacher, I'm in a more visible position, so I have to scrutinize. I have to scrutinize, are you qualified to be an elder? Are you qualified to be a deacon? That's not judgmental. That is exercising discernment for the good of the church and for other people. So as you are talking to people and meeting people, I do believe as best you can, without being judgmental, but to understand what we're going through here, that not everyone who says, I know him, knows him. And if you detect or discern that that person doesn't know the Lord, the kindest thing you can do is figure out a way how to build a bridge to them to keep talking about the gospel and what a true Christian is.